God is all in all, and the Bible talks about Jesus being all and in all. I want to encourage everybody to have faith in God. And today, all of you still with me, scripture in Peter and a scripture I've been working on all weekend in Chronicles is just really standing out to me in 2 Chronicles. And in the first one's in Peter, second chapter Second Peter, the first chapter, and verse 3. And the other one is the one that we had the other night in Chronicles that really says a lot to me. And it's in 2 Chronicles, and verse 16. And if you haven't ever read, if you ever want to read a good adventure story, and you want to read one that's true, read Chronicles. Mm-hmm. First and Second Chronicles, and First and Second Samuel, and we're looking at chapter 16. And about verse 9. I'm going to start off in Second Peter. According to his divine power, he says in 2 Peter, first chapter, third verse, according to his divine power, or according to the power that he has, if any of us are going to do anything for anybody, it's what I'm able to do to you. Anything I'm able to do for you is according to what I have the capability of doing. I can do no more for you than that.
Yes.
If you want to borrow money from me, I can't loan you any more money than I have.
Yeah, amen.
If your house needs repair, I can only help you to the extent that I know how to do it.
Yes.
And some things I can do absolutely nothing about. If you're sick, I can only pray for you. I can do two things: pray for you and take you to the hospital. That's the extent of my capability. I can't do any more than that. Well, I'm not making any promises beyond what we're able to do. We're so limited in ourselves and what we're able to do. But Peter writes in this. He talks about God, and God, according as his divine power, according to his power, has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, according to the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. If you've been in this church any amount of time, you've heard me talk about this before, because it is something that we depend on in God completely. I just can't overemphasize the need to really believe God for who God is.
Yes.
One thing about the Jewish believers that was so absolute, they always knew two things.
Yes.
Even when they were backslidden, they knew two things. One, they knew heaven was real, and they knew God was real because they saw God.
Yes.
They spoke with God, and they had written into them the memory, you know, all the things that God had done over the years. You would think that someone walking through the Red Sea would never turn on God, but you know, We're so ungrateful. We forget very quickly what God has done for us.
Yes, yes.
And they would know this. And so when Paul is talking to them and talking about what God will do, he's not saying according to my power or what I'm able to do, but according to God's power.
Yes.
Has given us all his divine power, his godlike power. And he refers not only to just the things, you know, not only to, if you read Matthew, the third chapter, wherever it is, and he tells Peter says to Jesus, he says, Lord, we've forsaken all to follow you.
Yes.
I've said the same thing to the Lord. Lord, I've forsaken all. It doesn't mean you've abandoned your family, you've given up your education, you stopped working, you become. It doesn't mean that. It means that you put God ahead of everything.
Yes.
You've done all that. And then the Lord spoke to me one day, Sister Griffin, the Lord said to me, you said you've forsaken all to follow me. Have you forsaken your vengeance?
Yes.
Have you forsaken that too?
Yeah.
Have you named all these things that you give up? Lord, I don't drink, don't smoke, don't cuss, don't do any of those things. I'm in church every Sunday and I'm this. He says, I've given up everything. He says, well, have you forsaken your vengeance? Mm-hmm. Have you forsaken that too? Have you given that up for me? Mm-hmm. Would you rather see me win than to see yourself get revenge? Mm-hmm. And so he says, according to his divine power for all of us in Christ, he says, has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness, this life and godliness.
Yes.
And I want to establish that among us in a short sermon this morning. But one, God is real. We don't make him real by believing in him. I've heard people say, well, that's good if you believe in that sort of thing. God is real whether you believe in him or not. Heaven is real whether you believe in heaven or not. And I say all the time, before you met me, I didn't exist. I came into existence when you met me. But I've been here all along. You didn't unmake me because you didn't know me. And it's the same thing in God. So he says, according as his divine power. And it's another thing, Elder Smith, because when God says that according to his divine power, he's given us all things, God is saying to the extent that he's able, and God is unlimited. And God has no confines. And it's saying that if you need something, God is able to do it according to his power. There is no shortcoming, nothing falling flat. Whatever I need today, now I'm going to tie this into my last scripture. Now, 2 Chronicles, talking about a Thursday, I mean, Friday night, 2 Chronicles, chapter 16, and verse number 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Everybody see that?
Yes.
To show himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. And I was reading this, I was talking about it yesterday in the park down in Gulfport. This is something that's really standing out. I want you to know that the Lord is looking for someone to help. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro, and I can lift my hands and say, help, Lord.
Help,
I'm one of them. The eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the earth, looking for those that he can strengthen himself with, looking for people that he needs to help, that needs a helping hand. The eyes of the Lord go to and fro, he says, and is throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him. He wants to avail his strength to me and avail his ability to me. He's looking for someone who has a need. I have a need. The Lord is looking for someone that he needs to build up. The Maston family today, after their loss, they need someone. God is looking to see how he can step in and work things out. In my life, God is looking. And, you know, I didn't run God down. God sent someone. God found me. He said, oh, no, I found the Lord. No, I didn't find the Lord. The Lord found me.
I was lost.
No, he wasn't lost. The Lord found me. I was sitting in my neighbor's house watching a football game, drinking a beer, and in walks Barnetta Pierce, and I'll always remember her name. Evangelist Watson, I won't forget the woman's name. Her name was Barnetta Pierce, and she was living the holy and righteous. She was teaching my son music. She came in there to get just me to give her money for music lessons. We were sitting there drinking beer, watching a football game, and the woman was bold. And asked me, you know, if I went to church, and if, you know, because I told her I was a musician, she said, do you want to play in church? Who's going to ask somebody who's sitting there doing that, do they want to come play in church? Most people say, well, you ain't praying in our church, you know. But the Lord was drawing me. I didn't go find her. She found me.
Yes.
I didn't know what the church was. I didn't know where anything was. But God sent her. She came in there. And he knew what notes to play. He knew what my heart was. He knew what thing would draw me. She didn't ask me about nothing else. She asked me specifically, do you want to play in our church? Do you not want to play in your church? I just met you. And then when he says the eyes of the Lord go throughout the earth seeking who he can strengthen himself with, God knows who, when he says, I want to help you, and you'll say, I'll take the help.
Yes.
I need the help.
Yes.
Come on in. According to his divine power, he's putting his divine power, he's making it available to me. And he's looking for someone who's going to say, I'll take the help.
I'll take the help. Yes.
You know, if you want to help me, I'll take the help. I need it. I need a blessing.
Yes.
You know, I was driving down the street one day, and some years ago, and there was this man and this woman coming by the university over here, and they had two kids. One of them was in a stroller, and one of them was about a toddler walking along, and they had bags full of groceries, and it was raining to beat the band. And I stopped, and I offered them a ride. Said, "Well, who wouldn't?" All the other people who were passing, and so you know, and I said, "Come on in." I said, "Do y'all want a ride?" Because it was raining.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it would have been silly for them to say to me, I don't need a ride.
Yeah, that's right.
But some people would have.
Yes.
Some people. No, I said, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But it was available, and they said, sure. And I gave them a ride, invited them to church, they never did show up. But anyway, but they had an opportunity to come to God. God was making himself available to them because I invited them to church and told them, you know where we were. And they were living in Heather Glen right over here. Wasn't too far. I even offered to pick them up for church. But, you know, it just when God came and made himself available to them, they just decided they didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where they are today. I'm not saying they're not in church today. I don't know. It's been some years. Someone else, because God has come to me more than once.
Right. Yes.
You know, by the time the Lord finally got me to come, it wasn't a one-time good deal.
Yes.
He's shown up many times because he's always looking for a way to cause us to strengthen himself with us or to meet our needs or to come into our life. By the time the Lord got me to finally come, it showed up many times. God doesn't give up. You know, we talk about the devil not giving up on you. God doesn't give up on you either. You give up on yourself. You make a decision yourself. This is not what you need, and it's not what you want to do. You do that. So that God is guiltless. He says in this, God is looking for us, looking for someone. This is my own scripture today. I'm done. Keep it in mind. God's looking throughout the world, the whole earth, trying to see who he can help and who he can bring out and who he can pick up. You have to be, I have to be the people who say, I need help, Lord. Who needs, the Lord is saying, who needs help? And I need to say, I need help, Lord. He says, who can I lift up? You can lift me up. Who can I save? You can save me. Who can I heal? You can heal me. Who can I fix? You can fix me.
Come in.
Who can I be a friend to? You can be a friend to me.
Yes.
Who can I comfort? You can comfort me.
Yes.
Whose mind can I settle? You can settle mine.
Yes.
Who needs a way made? You can make a way for me. I can get right greedy with it. Everywhere he comes, I'm willing to take it. I can get right greedy and nothing to be refused. Who can I deliver today? You can deliver me. No, Lord, I don't need no deliverance. The worst thing anybody could do is come down to prayer. Come down to prayer line and say, what do you need from God today?
Can't think of that.
Yeah. My God, I need something every day.
Yes.
You know, when do I not need something from God? What is it that God has that I don't want? Now, my Lord, when did I ever get to a point where I no longer need God? You know, this is what's wrong. This is why it makes it so hard for rich people to be saved, because they don't know they need God. I still need this heart beating. I still need these lungs pumping. And people say, he always knows that, because it's always true. It's a daily testament of God's power that I live. I mean, I don't have to look far. So when you have anything to thank God for, no, I don't have a testimony. I got a testimony every day. As I live and breathe, the Lord sustains me. Because he upholds all things by the word of his power, and by him all things consist. So a bishop, what does it mean when you say all things consist? The earth rotates because God causes it to be so. It fits together. God causes there to be gravity and atmosphere and electricity. All the properties, all these things consist. They are because God causes them to be so.
Thank you, Lord.
My body works on the same power that God car does. It does, because it runs on by electricity, and so does my body, and that comes from God. So my body don't run electricity. Well, if you have a heart attack, then don't let them put the paddles on you, because what they shock you with is electricity. They crank this heart back up and get it to start, because it runs on that property. And God sustains that and maintains that. That's God. We have God in ways we don't even,
The
eyes of the Lord, everybody. Go to and fro throughout the earth. Today, whoever you are, wherever you are, you need to know God is looking for someone to help. God is looking for someone to deliver. Lord, help sisters, sisters, help all those who said, help Lord, help Elder Smith, help Elder Reed,
help me, Lord.
And he doesn't need my help. And he's looking for me. David said in one place, and I've always loved it. David told God one time, he said, seek for thy servant. He said, come find me. David, being a shepherd, he knew when sheep got scattered, sheep ain't gonna, he's going to never find the shepherd. The shepherd has to come find him. And David wrote, he said, seek for thy servant. He says, when I'm not right, he said, find me. The Lord is looking to and fro. Ooh, he can help me. And anybody would say, well, I don't need nothing from the Lord. Oh, how lost you are. I need him every day.
Praise the Lord.
And everybody who wanted to be saved would come down during the course of the service. This whole front row would be empty. And the people who wanted to be saved, they'd come down and sit on this mourner's bench. Then at the end of the service, the preacher would come out and, you know, give them the right hand of fellowship and bring them into the Lord. And they would sing that song, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Father, in Jesus' name. Start from the back to the front. Start with Sister Sturgis, little Sister Griffin, Sister Griffin, Sister Hicks, and Evangelist Watson, Elder Smith, Elder Reed, Minister Smith, Tobias, Paul Tobias, Deacon Duncan, Bishop Smith, and all those who are here and all those who should be here, could be here. Lord, we all have great need. Don't strengthen yourself, brother. Meet our need, O God. Come in, O Lord. Let me be one of those you see when your eyes go to and fro throughout the earth. Find me, O God. Lord, I have a need. We all have a need. Every one of us has something we need the Lord to do. God is great in the earth, and according to his divine power, his power. Lord, I need you to move by your power. Lord, I need you to break yokes with your power. Open doors with your power. Lord, draw men and women to the foot of the cross. Lord, give people a need to be in God. Lord, show them their need to be in God. Draw them and bring them, oh God, and move by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lord, open Sister Sturgis today. In Jesus' name. Sister Sturgis, I don't know what there is about you know, you're working, your husband's working, and I don't know what your goals and ambitions are. I just know that when you put yourself in the Lord like the two of your hand and you trust in God, God's the only person I know who can take a situation that's very complex and work it so that everybody is satisfied. You know how usually we have to make a sacrifice one way or another, or we have to do this. God's the only person I know who can take a situation where you have some parts that sometimes they don't quite mesh well together. God's the only person who can take them and work it out so everybody will be satisfied.
Yes. Yes.
God, there's another scripture out of Peter that says the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. He knows how to get the godly through a situation, bring them through a trial. All the things, the Lord knows how. There's an answer to your Red Sea. There's an answer that comes along that God has, and no matter what you have, you say, well, how's this going to work out? Ask God. According to his divine power, ask the Lord. He's looking to help you. Ask God. He's looking for someone to do something for. Sometimes we have these meals that they give, and we give free meals. We have to go out in the neighborhood and knock on doors and find somebody and ask them, do you need some groceries? Do you need something? We have to find people to do this. Yes. We're looking for someone to give them to.
Yes.
And God is looking for someone to bless. He's looking for someone to bless. He's looking for someone to deliver. God's doing it. Not us. God's looking for someone to bless. God's looking for someone to deliver. Let it be me.
Let it be me.
Not me only, but all those who are lifted. You know, God is looking.
God
Lord, bless us today.
Yes.
Keep us.
Yes.
Heal us today.
Heal us today, Lord.
God, remember the master today. Remember everyone in the sound of my voice. Remember all those on Zoom today.
Yes.
All those who will have you. Lord, my door is open.
Yes.
Lord, knock on my door. My door is open.
Yes.
Lord, come in. Fill my cup. My cup's available.
Yes.
Lord, I lift it up, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, move for me. Move everyone in this church. Move every member in here. Move all those who would come. Lord, I pray, Lord, find us, oh God. Move on your behalf, Lord. According to your divine power. Lord, heal some. Some of us need you to heal some. Some of us need you to deliver some. Some of us need you to just work some situations out. Mr. Kentucky has some situations she just needs God to just work them out. You know, it doesn't seem like threatening, but you just need God to make the rough road smooth and make the crooked way straight. You just need anything God touches, He makes it better.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is. When God touches it, it makes it, your best plan, God makes better. Lord, we'll glorify your name. We'll give you all honor and we'll give you all praise. In Jesus' name. And thanks God. Say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You can be seated. Amen. Thank God for His goodness and His mercy. I thank God for all throughout this morning. I truly love you and I love seeing you. I pray God will bless you a little bit. I really pray.